flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey everybody, welcome to Three Fat Truckers, episode 85, released on January 12th, 2024. Hit us up on the socials. We're on the Facebook. We live on Facebook, but you can email the show, show@3ftpodcast.org. Comment directly on the website. We're on other socials too. What do we got? We got the Tiki Tac.
Yep. Instagram, X, Twitter. We're on all of them.
Yeah, we're on all them there socials.
We do a lot on Instagram.
We do. Well, Dave does a lot on Instagram.
Yeah.
And me at Dagamo Technology. I ain't into all that right there. Comment directly on the website. But yeah, I think the best way to get a hold of us is probably in the Facebook, either the group or comment directly.
Find on Facebook.
I think that's the way to interact with us in real time, because we will all get notification of whatever it is you say. Anyway, we're your hosts. I'm Bill.
And this is your old buddy, Dave.
I'm Malia.
And Steve, stop by for bleh. That went good. Stop.
Still can't take get it two.
Out. And cut.
Cut. Thanks for stopping by. Enjoy the show.
Yeah. Like I said, episode 85, and we are joined by special guests. Go ahead and bring them on in, Steve, would you?
We are sitting here today with Travis and Thomas Edrich from Clean Fire Diesel Fuel Additives and Global Energy Research and Development. How are we doing, gentlemen?
Doing well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Do we have that big a delay?
Or? So far.
Hell, let me go ahead and make a note of that.
Flip a coin. Who's going to talk?
Long time no see. We didn't. Did we see you last year at the show or not? I can't remember. I've seen so many people. I was trying to. Keep
well, we saw people that came to our booth.
Yeah,
we were pretty busy. I don't know if I had a chance to stop or. Or not.
Somebody did stop by,
but we didn't get to do it. Well, and that's what we're thinking.
That's what we're trying to fix this year. Last year, we were nonstop doing interviews all day long. We never got a chance to go out and mingle really. So I think we're talking about cutting our interviews off at noon, and that way we can mingle the rest of the day and go do some live interviews, you know, mingle around and take more of the show in than we got to last year.
Tonight's show would be nice to go see it once.
Yeah, well, you know, we're really trying to get ourselves out there, and what it turned out to be is just, it's lovely talking to folks. It really is, but there's a point where it becomes just, we're just doing free advertising for everybody, you know, and
which is good. Exactly, yeah.
You know, so how you guys been? How's the product?
We're doing good. I mean, the product's been doing great. So we can't complain. We're just staying busy, you know, and working as much as we can on expanding and growing as a, mm-hmm. you know, a family owned and operated business. Sure. So it's been rough, but it's been good. You know, we're enjoying it.
He can't complain. You can't complain. Is that right?
I'm not going to get very far doing that.
I hear you. Well, for people that don't know who you are or what you guys do, give us a little rundown on the product and what it does and how it come about and all that good stuff.
Well, this man right here, my father, Travis, he's been the developer and the creator of the Clean Fire Diesel Fuel Additive. And it's all in one product. The thing about it is it has everything that fuel needs, and it's not going to cost you any money to run it. There's the combustion modifier and cetane improver that's in it. It improves your fuel mileage a minimum of 2% in fuel economy, which is going to pay for the product and put money back in your pocket. And then on top of that, there's also lubricity in there to keep excessive wear on the engine to that wears your engine out prematurely with the ultra low sulfur diesel fuel that's out there today. On top of that, we have detergents in there to keep the system clean and move stuff out of the system like microbial contamination and water dispersant that's in there that controls the microbial contamination known as algae. So what the water dispersant does is it isolates the water molecule, which has oxygen in it. So therefore, it takes the environment that the algae or microbial needs to survive. And then our detergent moves it through there. But one of the bigger things in there is the anti-gel, which is going to be what people will usually start using it because of cold weather operability. And so the anti-gel is going to, you're going to see a drop of about 25 degrees on average from a base fuel. So if it failed at say 0 degrees and you treat it with clean fire, that base fuel would then fail around negative 25 degrees. So it's got a great anti-gel de-icer in there. And it'll also de-gel fuel. So if you run into a problem with gelled fuel, you can add it to the fuel to degel it.
He did so well. I'm ready to go fishing. I'll talk to you all later.
I'll say, well, normally, he's getting it, learning from the best, I assume, there, Travis, because I've listened to you rattle on and give the explanation of stuff, and it hooks me in because I like listening to you explain stuff. But he is right on top of his game now.
But the only thing
he's been watching you, hasn't he?
He forgot where you can go find it at.
Yeah, where can we?
Oh, exactly. Well, there you can call us directly. We're on. You can call us at 407-712-4052. That's a distributor, actually, of ours from Nebraska. He supplies the Caterpillar dealerships and NMC Caterpillar chains. You can get it from them. But you can also get it at TA Petro's. We just added another 50 locations to the TA Petro. So cool. They're carrying it now. So for a total of 71 locations, they carry it in the service centers. So it's not in the actual store. It's in the, where the truck maintenance center is. And they carry our 8-ounce foil bags. They treat 100 gallons of diesel fuel. Mm. And but you can go to our website.
I've used those. They work very well.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, cleanfirefueladditive.com. And we have a whole list of the locations that carry it, or you can order online if too.
Yeah, I went ahead in our show notes. Anybody wants to go in the show notes, I put your email address, the whole website up there, your products and everything, so they'll be able to get it if you can't find it. So
now,
we appreciate that. Thank you.
What got you started in this here, Travis? What was the original idea? You were into other things
out
before?
Of racing.
Got kicked out of racing.
I got kicked out. I was over at NASCAR.
I knew you had some good stories here, Travis.
Trouble. Yeah. No, it was. It, you know, it's it. You think at the time that the world is coming to an end, and I got a telephone call from a gentleman by the name of Rick Mann, and he says, "Hey, they're looking for you because they know you've been putting chemicals in the fuel over here at some of these cars and in the NASCAR group." And I got depressed. I was worried. I didn't know what to do. And I called my father, and he says, "Well, get out of those circle jerks and go over here and help the trucking industry because we're having a lot of problems." And, back in the early 70s, my father had actually gelled out west in North Dakota, out in western Minnesota. And he lost it was a terrible time. I mean, I was a kid at that time. And back then he froze his fingers and he almost lost his hands. I mean, it was terrible. Mm-hmm. His fingers all turned black and they had to wear bandages, and they, if it wouldn't have been for a man on his way to the ER to pick up his wife or to the hospital to pick up his wife after she was off work. He'd have froze to death out there where he was at. So, you know, it affected the family, and I didn't know that, 20 years later that it would be a focal point that when I got approached by a company that said, well, would you like to do cold weather testing on fuels? And I said, I'd love to, but I couldn't get anybody to go with me to Minnesota or North Dakota in January and February. I just, nobody would volunteer to go with, but, there's a reason for it. It's cold.
Yeah.
And I started to test these fuels and I found out, well, wow, I took 63 fuel additives and I'm repeating myself if you've heard me say it before, but I'll never forget. I took 63 fuel additives from different people. I went into shops. I went into Peterbilt, Kenworth, Freightliner, everybody I could go into. I went into, tractor supply places. I went into, I'm moving it so it's making the camera move, ain't it? But I went into all these, locations and everybody would tell you the same thing. Oh, this is the greatest material you've ever seen. And so I took it and I went up there to North Dakota. I went up to Minot actually and Devil's Lake, North Dakota. And I sat out there and it dropped down into the 30s and the 40s, below. And everything I took up there, I was seeing where it would gel and freeze. And then after that, I started to get into what would work. That was good because I learned something, cold weather operability and so on and so forth and how it works. But there's such a combination to fuel today. It's not just the anagels aspect. The lubricity is so incredibly important to the equipment, like Thomas was mentioning a part of it. And the microbial issue is in everything now. 30 some years ago when I first started messing around with it, we didn't see a microbial issue. If any of these drivers that are out there have drove for as long as I've been doing this, they'll see that, I didn't have a problem. In fact, prior to October 15th of 1992 or 3, that's when the changeover of the fuels was. And instantly, just like that, we had all kinds of problems. I mean, it was amazing. You could go to a dealership and go to the shop out back, and the service center was like they were unloading grain during harvest season because it was so many trucks with fuel pumps, injector issues, just it was crazy. And during that period, all that period of time, we started to learn about the lubricity aspect, the water disbursement aspect, the combustion modifier, which we kind of bring in from the idea of racing. You want your fuel to burn as efficient as you possibly can. Mm-hmm. And that'll help you in your particulate matter traps and everything, right? I mean, that's one of the things the boys started to get a lot of calls about.
I just got a testimony yesterday of a customer of ours that's been running the product in his truck since he bought it. He was running in a previous truck as well, but he only has like 400,000 miles on it and had to take it in because he had a light on and they had to force a regen on it. But the tech was saying, I don't know what you're running in this, but don't stop doing it because it's immaculate inside. So it definitely, I mean, we've got guys calling us about that all the time. Even John Deere owners and the new equipment that have DEF problems, they've called and gave us testimonies about, having a light on and having problems with it, codes coming up, and then running the clean fire and getting rid of it. So,
it's getting common. Yeah. It's kind of weird when people are calling you and you don't even think they're going to call you to order something. That was what the purpose for that was, that they're going to order, but they're not, they're ordered. They're calling us to tell us how much they like it. And that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
But, the testimonials that the boys have been getting have been tremendous. But, we also supply, if you buy a new Duramax, if you go buy a Duramax off the assembly line, You know, what if you're getting clean fire, when you buy your GMC mm-hmm. or your Chevrolet truck diesel, it nice. That's what's in it when you pull it off the lot. When you you know, we even supply to the R&D department of the DOD, you know, for and you know, these are people that are actually requesting us to get it. We didn't go sell it to them. This yeah. was come yeah, this was brought to us to look at it, which I enjoyed. I don't know if I enjoy all of the corporate hype about it, because you got to go through and make sure everybody gets the memo, you know, yeah. those things. But, you know,
here's your it's memo. Nice.
Yeah, it's nice to see it's paying off, and especially the boys. The boys are going to do, you know, they're going to do well if they keep focused on the principles of making the fuel as good as they could possibly can.
Yeah.
You know, and that's something that I've kind of been upset about over the last three decades, is that, you know, we're starting to change to different types of energy, and it, as things evolve, the world moves forward. But if you remember, all of us remember 20, 25 years ago, you could remember you pulled into a gas station, a truck stop, or someplace like that, and it was fairly common that you would see the guys out there taking fuel samples from the state.
Mm-hmm.
You would see them with those stainless steel canisters. They would be mm-hmm. taking and metering, and they're looking for the flash point, and they're looking for samples. When was the last time you seen somebody doing that?
I've seen one, you know, on the highway.
And the reason that you see that such a it. Limited amount doing it, you what's that?
I said, I've seen and one pass see, me on the highway.
You see a limited amount of that happening today.
Yeah. Oh, well, with just with highway. Anything.
Yeah, not yeah, at a station, and, just driving yeah, down the road.
You're seeing a limited, you know, that limited in a lot of areas, a lot of industries. You know, the checking, the making sure things and are, systems are running correctly. Because that's what you're talking about. You want to make sure the system of everything you're putting in there is running correctly and cleaning and doing what it's supposed to. If any one thing is missing, then it's not going to do its job. You know, you guys are I really like the product and what you're
and
doing.
And our industry could do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
So our can industry, you make- look at it this way. Our industry, what's that?
I said, can you make batteries charge longer?
The industry
longer?
As it is.
There's a delay.
There is a delay.
Can
yeah.
I make batteries charge longer?
Yeah, yeah.
Keep them
all the energized money.
You know? Yeah, if we were that concerned about energy, why are we not making the best, you know, functioning fuel possible? Think about it for a second. You're trying to make a battery last a long time. Why are we not taking and developing, which we have it, you know, the technology that I've worked with for the last 30 years and have evolved. If you were to take the fuel and burn the clean fire example, like Thomas is saying, or a formulation like clean fire would be, you won't, the cost of the chemical isn't there. The return that you get is effective. In other words, if you're using a material that's costing you money, then you're using the wrong material-based structure. So my point is, why isn't this a national concern of quality and effectiveness? Why is it something that we all like the glitter? We like the feel-good aspect, but I'm going to say 99% of the industry doesn't even know what they're buying when they go into the store. They just feel good. I bought yeah. it. Mm-hmm. I feel good. It must work. And
happy
then
ending.
They're getting a lot of times, well, placebos.
Yep.
We're big on selling placebos. And mm-hmm. that's marketing. And that's where these guys have got to get their act together is marketing. Glitter. You know, it's got to be glitter. It'd be a good product, but you can have a great product. If you don't have the glitter, you're not going to go anywhere.
Same thing with doing this podcast. We got to get it out there and, like you said, market it, get the glitter on it, the fire. That's why we're trying to
I thought she was the glitter, Dave.
Well, that's why I brought her on.
I am not the glitter.
We tried putting lipstick on Bill in a wig, and it didn't work.
It didn't work.
It doesn't work on me at all. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you guys
are you fighting that camera, Thomas?
I thought he was playing. You know how kids will play peekaboo? It's like, I thought he was playing. I see you.
Nobody's safe. Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, more from our guests.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Back to live action.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see a flash on the screen, Dave.
I know it. He didn't give me a heads up. I was going to it, but then he said back on the screen.
There you go. Anyway,
what do you all see in the reference to when you're out there on the roads or the people are coming to you? What are they saying to you about the fuel? Just it's expensive. That's the probably the main thing they talk to you about. Or do they talk to you about poor quality?
You know, the thing is, the vast majority of drivers out there are just doing what they're told without much thought about it, unfortunately. Most of these guys are told where to fuel, when to fuel, what way to go. They're not given many options, if at all, you know.
We actually have
And if the company they work for doesn't maintain the truck, why would they want to do anything?
Well, the big companies lease trucks in large numbers.
We actually have an old truck driver, and he constantly changes his fuel filter on a 2024 truck. 24. And it isn't the fuel. He thinks if something's not right. I mean, I've had mine's the same year as his, and I've never changed the fuel filter on it. They manage to do it when they service it. He runs basically somewhat the same area as I do. But I think the younger guys out there aren't looking at the truck. I don't see the additives at truck stops anymore when people leave them set by the trash can. I don't see them talking about, well, nobody talks on the CB anymore. Those days are pretty much gone unless you're at a company. But just talking to the regular drivers out there, it's a different world. It's not like it used to be when I started 45 years ago, where you would talk to people and communicate and find out what's working well and stuff. But
I will say, in the rare occasions that I've had a conversation with other drivers about the fuel, it does seem like they are getting less value out of the fuel. Peekaboo.
You're perfect now.
It's one of them cameras that follow, isn't it?
That's one of them follow me deals. Yeah. That's
nice.
That's
fantastic. See, he was playing peekaboo then.
Well, and we do have a little bit of a delay, so try not to talk over top of you when you get started a couple times here.
I wonder if that delay was my fault. I was trying to create a separate scene where we could zoom in on them when they were talking, but then that...
It's always your fault.
Yeah. But I couldn't get the bandwidth out of them to.
Pay her enough to beat up on Bill. We love it.
Well, no. He's in black today, not gray, so he's all thrown off.
Just doing what I'm told.
I think we've been your guinea pig since the beginning.
You were our first one, and you lost all of it.
Yeah,
oh yeah, and he had a glitch, and he's like, man. You got to find lost that it guy.
All. Oh, my gosh. You know, I forgot all about that.
You lost everything, and then you never sent me my check.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me of all that, fellas. Yeah. Well,
and I told him, Travis, I said, man, we've got to do that again because you were so knowledgeable.
Bless you for forgiving us, and by us, I mean me, and giving us another shot. And
thanks for having us.
Did you get the Christmas card?
It's in the mail.
No, we didn't.
Should have sprung for the priority mail.
It probably got returned.
Well, you're never home.
We sent it to Minnesota, and now they're down in Florida.
That's because they're in Florida.
Yeah, I'll, be,
So when you get home and check your mail, there might be a Christmas card in there. So
excellent.
Or maybe not.
Right.
Or maybe not. Just put it with the
junk mail. We've not been on the air this whole time.
Oh my God. Shut up. See, just like always, he forgets this, forgets that. He forgot to hit record. So
I tell you what, truck
drivers. Oh, record.
Truck drivers, I know. What I tell you.
Well, whatever you did, Bill, there's no delay now. I can hear them good.
Yeah, I turned that scene off. You got to have some pretty high-speed internet to do that.
Where's the rest of the crew, your other brothers?
They've run away. Taylor was actually here. Then he took off to go spend some time with his wife. And then Junior, he's I think he's doing some schoolwork or something, isn't he?
Yeah right so, now he's...
So Thomas and I are looking forward to, you know, Thomas is the right now. He's doing a great job. We've got some great distributors, some great dealers out there. Good people, you know. And that's the nice part is the people that you get involved with. Mm-hmm. You could one get along with them, and two, they have they got some good morals. They're decent people, and I've enjoyed them. I've enjoyed the people as they've evolved into our relationships, You know, I'm trying to go with my wife and see a little bit more and do a little bit more. You know, life goes by quick. We all know that. You know, I have customers. I have customers that have been customers for almost 30 years. And we're getting to a point I'm running into. Some of my customers now are in their 80s.
Wow.
And, you know, they've retired or they're retiring. And mm-hmm. That period of time, it evolved from being a customer to being a friend. Mm-hmm. And it's you know, and you want to stop by and see them, and then some of them you don't get to see anymore. You know, I've had great customers that brought their Harleys by and left them over here at the shop, and then they'd come into town and we'd get on the scooters and we'd go because we were scooters. You know, down here for bike week or whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. And you know, some of those guys are gone now. And so, you know, I'm stopping. I'm looking at things a little bit more. We've been doing a little bit more travel. And this one here, if you want to talk to a mechanic, he's great. I mean, he's fantastic. Well, all the abuse that I gave
I was
to
watching
this
him on that motor over that he was the years, stuff there.
You know, oh,
I like him old trucks.
He's appreciate that.
He's extremely. You know, just dialed into it, and he, you know, I got to look at him and say, stop. That's enough. That's you've gone far enough. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
I know the bug you're talking about because I'm looking at a 4070 1970 harvester cab over, and I haven't pulled the trigger on it yet. And I'm thinking, do I really want to start the project? But I do want to do something and tie it in with us so we have something to take to truck shows and something else to take. So I know what you mean by getting involved in it.
That would work out good.
This close to retiring.
You say 70?
Yeah, it's a 70 model, and it's a barn find. An old farmer had it. It's got 460
miles.
Yeah, it's up in Michigan. Been in a barn for, they started it for me and sent me video on it, but it's been sitting in a barn for just about 16 years now. They haven't used it, but
them tires are good.
Yeah. Well, they're all by. They're the old.
As long as you play with it, as long as if you get something like that and you use it for whatever. We bought a couple case tractors, old 50s case tractors this year, too. And we've been tinkering with them, playing with them. Really nice tractors in great shape. Yeah. The biggest part is you don't want to make them into an idol where they sit around and you dust them off and things like that. Well, you find something to do. Like the last year I was at Mid-America Truck Show. I drove the Dodge more than I was inside the building for the show. I just drove that 1929 around.
I would too.
And it wasn't anything more just for my own pleasure and selfishness because I enjoyed it. And, I said, you know, and I was told, you need to come into the booth. And I was like, no, I got to make this one more loop around the
advertising, you know. Yeah.
Well, I mentioned something to Dave. So, I said, we need that cab over, stretch it out about 40 foot, and we'll put us a big motor home on the back of that.
There you go.
That's brought that up.
It's a good idea.
That's what I'm looking for right now. I'm looking for an old, you know, 352 or something like that. I like to have an old Peterbilt, an old cab over, like,
grandpa used to have.
I'll call it the extended cab or extended
hood.
We used to call it was a different thing, a different name. But, you know, with the queen size bed in the back I like the old B model cats.
Mm-hmm. I like B model Max. I'm an old B model Mac. I like the 57 all the way up to about 64. Problem is I have to lose about 10 pounds to even get in and behind the wheel on them things.
Me and Malia found that one in West Virginia. They're distinctive.
I know it. Love them. Cool. With the Max Therodyne motors in them. And I looked at one over in Van Wert. We did the truck show and a guy was wanting me to buy one. And I'm like, I'm not ready. I'm still not trying to get stuff ready to go on it, but I'll do it. I have a feeling I'm going to do it. So. I bought a golf cart this year because we did the Iowa 80 Jamboree truck show this year. We went out there, and I'm not walking that thing. I'm not. It's too damn big. I ain't gonna walk around 80 acres.
It's big, yeah.
So it's hot too, isn't it?
Oh, was yeah. It was a good time.
July or something like that.
Yes, it is. It was
make a fat guy sweat.
No, it was in June. It was in June because it was their 60th their 60th anniversary, and they had a big cake celebration, and we got to do a press thing on it. It was a pretty good time.
Did you get cake?
Actually, I did. Yeah,
I didn't figure it pass you by any.
Nope. Mm-mm. Cake don't usually pass
that,
us by.
I did that show 30 years ago or so, and it was so hot. Mm-hmm. That I mean, so I went and had a couple big fans brought in and sat by our booth, and we had more people standing at our booth. They didn't care what we had to say. But boy, I had a lot of people standing there like we had something special.
Yeah. Well, you did.
So you guys were both wrong. Yeah. It was actually in July. July 11th, 12th, and 13th.
July.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Had to look that one up.
Well, you showed up to it. You ought to know.
Yeah, I knew it was hot because I'm fat, and when you're fat, you know you're hot.
Oh, quit bragging. That's what the girl does.
No. That's so. The girl. So now I'm like the girl.
Why is that camera like that?
Well, here, I can even.
Follow you?
I'm glad it's not following me.
Because he's moving more than you are.
Oh,
I think it's following movement.
It just gave me a bubble thumbs up. What was that?
I can give you a little share of when we were there for the cake. We're there at the truck show eating cake for their.
There you go.
Look at that. Mike was even there.
Oh, yeah. Guys right there.
Yes, it was.
That's scary.
That was 40 pounds ago.
So do you guys have anything new in the works?
Quite a few shows.
We did. Five or six last year.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, Travis. You guys got anything new in the works here coming out?
You did five or six.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we did do this. It's not so much a new thing. It's that we did a review of the material structure that we have. And I do this about once a year. Just go through the whole thing, and I beat up on any suppliers that we have looking for a more efficient, higher quality material, something that the purity levels of the material that you start with are at the highest grade you can get. And, you know, Thomas had made a comment. He said, you know, you use this material, you know, it's spec'd out to improve your fuel mileage a couple percent. You know, you heard him say that, a couple percent. Now, the Federal Trade Commission allows us all to say, any of these companies that manufacture anything, that you can say up to 10%. So in other words, Thomas could sit here right now and say, you know, if you use Clean Fire, we guarantee you 10% fuel efficiency. That's not true, because the FTC allows you to say that. And up above that, they'll hold you to, you know, accountability.
Yeah.
If they will, today's day and age, you know, they're not going to do anything. But The point is, with an efficient piece of equipment that is more of a new vehicle that isn't contaminated or anything yet, you can see an efficiency increase of about 2%. That's in the combustion modification and all that. And it's spec'd to do those things, not just for the trucking industry, but we're looking at other entities like DOD, like General Motors, like other, you know, manufacturers. And when you get involved at with those individuals, they're not interested in the advertising. They're not looking at the website promotion. They're looking at hardcore numbers after, you know, full analytical review by so many different sources, independent, in-house, us doing it. Mm-hmm. And when it's all said and done, then they make the executive decision if they're going to use it or not. Well, thank goodness that's exactly what they did. But, you know, the material that the boys have to supply now is the best of the best, period. If you can show me something that is better, get a hold of the boys, let me know, mm-hmm. let me take a look mm-hmm. at it. But every few days, or not days, every few weeks, every few months, you've got, oh, I'm using this and it's great. Oh, I'm using this and it's great. And then you go and you pull it apart and you look at it and it's like, you're wasting my time, mm-hmm. you know, but I got to do it to just come up to spec with somebody and give them the understanding of what they're purchasing. Now, there's some good additives out there, but the good additives are really hard to find because the promotion of the additives or the chemicals that are there are more put into the advertising budget than it is into quality. Mm-hmm. And that's that way with just about anything you buy. Mm-hmm. If you go buy quality paints, right? You can go buy a paint and it's inexpensive. You've heard about it and things like that. But if you go buy a paint that has a good flex agent in it and has, you know, mm-hmm. something that is able to take the sun better and all this, you really hard to find. Or it's a deeper grade of paint that is not well known in that group because why? It's more expensive. And mm-hmm. they say, well, it's more expensive. No, that paint is actually less expensive because it lasts 25 years mm-hmm. instead of 6 years.
You mean you get and you, pay, there, you get you know, what you pay
seen
for
it with paint jobs on your trucks, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't get what you pay That's for.
Right. No, you don't.
Definitely don't get what you pay for. Sometimes you'd be better to go buy a steak dinner than go put this, some of that That's garbage, right. you know, on your
like that truck I was talking about.
So
that I was
so you know take it for what it's worth.
Like that truck I was talking about, Travis. I'll give you when I said it was a barn find. Here, give you a little vision of where it was sitting in the barn there.
Oh yeah. There you go.
Yeah. It's been in there a while, so.
Well, that's got to be what, a 7?
Yeah, that's what he
that's
said.
That's a 70. 70? Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty nice.
I had my fingers slammed in that truck one time. That same truck when I was about 6-7 years old.
Yep. So.
Yeah. And I was up on the passenger side. Dad had pulled over to the side of the road so that I could take a leak. And he came back around, or he closed the door. He walked all the way around that truck, crawled up in that cab, pushed the air. And I couldn't breathe because my thumb was stuck up in the air, and I was sucking air. I was hurting so bad. And he looked at me like, why am I not going to sit down? And he stopped the truck and jumped out, ran around, opened that door. And that was the first time I felt my heartbeat in my hand.
And you lost your fingernail too, probably.
Those are neat old trucks. Which engine's in it?
The 230 Cummins.
You know what engine it was in?
The 230 Cummins.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Great old trucks. Old trucks. Oh, yeah.
Built right here in Fort Wayne.
Now I'm going to be having
He's going to be scanning the internet for trucks, assembled? Aren't you?
Yeah. So,
I've been looking at trucks.
Do you have a go-to website for old trucks that you look through?
Me?
Yeah.
Are you for me? Oh shoot! I try to look at every place I can.
Scours Facebook Marketplace in different areas, different locations, looking for what's available.
You should see me going down the road with the bus, and I see something on the off in the distance off the road. You know. There goes all of the drinks. There goes the refrigerator goes flying open. And
what you stopping for? A dog in the road?
What are you doing?
Truck he wants to look
he's
at.
He's usually following me in the other international.
Right. Yeah, we've got plenty of projects going on right now. We just need to catch up on a few of them before we take anything else on, but I'm sure that's not how that's going
to
go.
Because he has to work on them, so. Right.
No clue.
It's all right. There's nothing wrong with
that. I should have had more kids.
He does a real good job of degreasing, I'll tell you that.
So.
Yeah, right.
Well, good.
Should have had more kids. One, how many boys? You got three boys, don't you?
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah, I have three. Yeah. And, you know, they're all good at something different.
Should have had six.
Yeah.
Should have had six.
Good. I could have started. Maybe we could have bought a train.
There you go.
I don't know, but.
Yeah, we could have bought a whole train.
So how are we doing on our time, Bill?
Well, we're looking at about 40 minutes. I think we could probably start winding it down unless anybody has anything else they want to add.
No, I'm good.
Anything you
want down where we can find the product and get the product.
And yeah, go ahead and plug whatever you want to plug.
Yeah, that's great. We appreciate it. You can call directly and buy it, join our owner-operator program and get out a little bit of a discount. That's 407-712-4052. Or you can get it online at our direct website is cleanfirefueladditive.com. And you can see our locations there on the website that you can pick it up in store.
And we have some good distributors out in different places. Yeah, if you want to get it, like if you look on the website that Thomas had just shared with you, there's a great distributor out in Kansas. He does a fantastic job of customer service and things like that over in Colby, Kansas, I think it is.
Dresden, Colby.
70, on Highway 70,
yep.
Or Interstate 70. And then we've got people up in Nebraska. We have people over in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
in what's it, Harrisburg area?
They're in
Bethel. And you can go into the TA Petros and ask for it, but you're going to have to get it in the service centers and you know they have a limited supply. They have a limited supply, but
if you have an
interest in fire,
you got CR Gear. It's showing it, and it shows Lee's Snap Ford. You got the Caterpillar. So yeah, it's all on your website. If you guys want to go
NMC
look it up,
Caterpillar dealerships.
Yeah.
Well, and if you call an order, if you call an order on the website, tell them you heard it on Three Fat Truckers.
There you go.
Oh, hey, there you go.
There you go.
We should have had one of those promo
discount.
We should have had a promo code or some such shit like that, like professional people have. I don't.
Next time I'll set something like that up for you guys. Yeah.
Oh,
there you go.
For sure.
Yeah.
Need to get a Three Fat Truckers hat or something. You can throw in one of the boxes or something.
That we can do. I just ordered another bunch. So
he keeps ordering the Three Fat Trucker approved stickers. He's putting on all the restaurants he goes to.
Well, we'll have the show notes linked in the show's description. Yep. You'll have links to all the everything we talked about today and all the necessary information and that. And let us know what you think, and let us know if you've tried the products and what you think of them.
Give us some feedback.
Give us some feedback. Gosh, we're starving for feedback. We're dying of thirst here.
And we want to thank you guys for coming on today.
Yeah.
Chatting with us.
It's really always fun.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you. That
very knowledgeable about your product. It's refreshing that somebody knows their product.
We appreciate you.
As much in depth as you guys do.
Yeah. Anyway.
We'll talk a little bit more about fishing next time.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I'll just come down and go fishing with you.
Let's do that. There's no problem.
This isn't a just guy's trip this time. I'm tired of guys.
You're probably for a visit. So
the girl's going.
Other people I got down there, I might look you guys up.
There you go.
Nothing better than getting a little lime.
June and July in Minnesota, it's cool. In June and July, it's really nice up there while everybody's sweating down south.
Mm-hmm.
Head on up and hang out for a little bit.
Well, it's Land of 10,000 Lakes up there. You guys got plenty of fishing up there, too.
We can take our side-by-sides, too.
A couple mosquitoes, too.
Man. All right, well.
You drink enough bourbon, they don't bother you.
Anyway, Mm-hmm. We better wrap this up, kids.
Yeah.
Get a hold of us on the socials. Email the show, show@3ftpodcast.org. Comment directly on the website, 3ftpodcast.org. We will be back in 1 week. Until then, I have been Bill.
And this is your buddy, Dave.
This is the girl.
The girl. I like it.
The girl.
And Steve, thanks for stopping by. Have a safe week. Thanks,
thanks
gentlemen.
A lot.
Of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.